Carly Baer, a student at Eastern Washington University, playing that Sarabande by Claude Debussy here on the Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. And one thing I need to tell you is that this program will be available as a From the Studio podcast as soon as we can get that going. So certainly by mid-afternoon, we'll have that ready to go. So if you missed part of it, or if you'd like to hear it again or share it with friends, it's definitely there. In the control room with me now is Carly Baer. And so good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
And well, I'll ask you the obvious question right out of the box here. How long have you been playing?
Oh, let me think. I believe 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 16 years.
All right. You played two pieces that come from, relatively speaking, the same time in music history. Are composers like Fauré and Debussy especially part of who you are or close to your heart?
Yeah, I guess so. I do really love that later romantic or impressionistic sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also really love like the music of Brahms and like earlier romantic music as well.
Sure, yeah. There's something about, well, especially the Fauré, there was such wonderful motion to it. Of course, the barcarolle, the boat song, you can kind of feel the boat rocking out there in the middle of the river as we go through it. But I was really quite stricken, if that's the right word to use, or I was struck by the way in which you were able to follow the contours of the music, to know where what is the shape of the music, because it does indeed have shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that's awfully important, especially with the composers of this time period, as you mentioned, the Brahms.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on now that's outside of that particular area?
Outside of this romantic
The romantic, yeah.
Oh, I am currently picking out a Haydn and Scarlatti and Kovalevsky to work on.
Okay, well, that's...
So right now I'm doing a lot of listening and sight reading.
Yeah, that's that takes us in a different direction for sure, absolutely. And you also are doing some teaching.
Yes.
As part of your graduate studies. And I'll ask you the opposite question from the one that I started with. What are your aspirations, or do you have specific plans, or do you just have things that you hope will unfold as your career begins?
Kind of both. Starting in high school, I decided I wanted to go into piano teaching professionally. I started doing that when I was 14 and loved it. So that was my main goal going into undergrad. And then I guess my vision sort of broadened during undergrad because I had a wider range of experiences. I got to do some chamber playing and accompany some singers and just fell in love with that side of music. So I decided to go and get my master's so I can hopefully work as a collaborative pianist as well as have my studio.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my two main goals, but I also love chamber music and playing for churches or kind of anything
hands
on.
And there are ways in which you can make all of those things come true. And you'll just take them as they come along. Well, good for you. Now, you mentioned chamber music and working as a collaborator. That's what we're going to hear next. And we'll close the program from the studio. So music of Clara Schumann. Tell us a little bit about it.
I love this trio. I got to turn pages for my dear piano professor, Dr. Judith Shefflin, when she performed it 1 or 2 years ago at a faculty recital at Whitworth University. And it was always in the back of my mind that I wanted to learn it, and I get to now, and I'm so excited. We're working on the whole thing, but we're only doing the first movement today. So it's a sonata allegro form, a classical form, but it's quite chromatic in its own way. It definitely has a romantic influence, and I love how she writes for piano. She was a concert pianist herself and mm-hmm. obviously knew what she was doing. So it's very fun and satisfying to play. And I also love that each of the instruments kind of gets their own chance to shine. They all get their own moments where they have the melody and also get to support each other, which I think is what it's all about.
Is there a way in which you think of your part, your role in this piece, or in this piece specifically, for sure, but in terms of other things that are structured like a piano trio.
Right. A good deal of the time, I think of my role as like supporting everyone else, especially in regards to dynamics. Sometimes I have to be the one to lead that because I get to make the biggest sound.
This is very true.
Yeah. But then I have to also balance that with the moments when I am supposed to bring out my melody and let them support me.
All right. Well, we're going to hear the results of the work that you all have done with that. So, Carly, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us and talking with us. And I'll let you go back to the studio now and get set up.
Thank you so much.
For the last piece on our program today, which is the first movement, the Allegro Moderato of the Piano Trio in G Minor, the music of Clara Schumann. Carly Baer, who was just in, will, of course, be the pianist here, and she's joined by violinist Dominic Trace and the cellist Spencer McConaughey. And Dominic is, I believe, a sophomore at Eastern, and Spencer is a senior. And so here we go, some music of Clara Schumann from our KPBX studio.
Thank you.
The music of Clara Schumann, piano trio in G minor, the Allegro movement from that, played by our student artists from Eastern Washington University, pianist Carly Baer, violinist Dominic Trace, and cellist Spencer McConachie. And Jody Graves, thank you so much for being with us today and bringing your students along. And we really, really look forward to the next time around on this, which will be the second Tuesday in the month of February.
In February. I'm looking forward to it. And so are the students. Thank you.
Very good. And you've been hearing this on the Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio.